My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the team, 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Talking about the Commanders' first preseason game. You only see Jaden Daniels for a series, but they go 11 plays. They score a touchdown. He has a nice long pass to Deami Brown on the sideline, go route, over 40-yard gain. He then runs for a touchdown on a read option. And you can't help but be impressed. We're wondering, do you think now that the Commanders could be a team that surprises people? We'll put that up as the Junkies poll of the day, presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV.
Can you phrase it this way? Have you already typed it?
Can you phrase it this way?
Have you raised your expectations based on one drive?
Yeah.
That's the question I like.
That's a good question.
Have you raised your expectations based on one drive? Now, I'm looking at the last time when we went through and picked the schedule. I already had them starting out 4-1.
You already had them.
I already had them beating Tampa, beating the Giants, and I'm losing to Cincy, beating the Arizona, and then beating the Browns. I already had that. So I can't change that. The only other thing I might change, much to my boy Vinny's chagrin, is I might change the loss at the Giants to a dub. I might change that.
So you got them starting out 4 out of the first 5.
Yes.
Total wins do you have for him?
9. I just disrespect some of these teams. Sorry. And I'm sure they disrespect us.
Yeah, I know.
But
I get how you're...
That's just how my mind
how
works.
How you're framing it, but it's just going to be difficult for a rookie
quarterback.
They got
to actually do it.
Yeah.
You got to actually do it.
Of course.
And I do have severe questions about the offensive line, and I do have questions about our pass rush. Even though allegedly it looked good in the joint practice. And I have questions about Manny Forbes. Like, what do we really have here? Because, you know, he makes some plays and then others, he just looks like the worst corner ever. So I just don't know. I don't know what we have there.
I think my expectations are still the same. I need to see more. But so far, in very limited work, he's living up to the hype.
So far, it looks like
he could come and, you know, Stetson Bennett played a whole game. Mm-hmm. Nobody expects anything from Stetson Bennett for the Rams, and he threw 4 interceptions. Like, Jaden Daniels could come in, throw an interception on the next drive, and then the next drive throws another interception, and the next drive fumbles and could be a disaster next time out. So I do need to see more work. I mentioned in the last segment, Sam Howell, if you looked at half the season, you'd be like, hey, we got something. Then you looked at the second half of the season, and you're like, no, we got to move on and find somebody else. All along, I've wanted to go out on a limb and say this is going to be the Houston Texans. It's just when we actually went through that schedule game by game, it was hard to get beyond what I got them to, which I think I got them to eight wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just
which is doubling their win total.
I know. That's a great improvement.
They have a better staff.
Dan Quinn's
have a better quarterback.
Dan Quinn's going to get a lot of props, and so is Adam Peters.
I think they have
eight wins.
A huge upgrade at Austin Ekeler. I think they've got obviously the linebacking corps is completely different, way better. The interior of the line should be fine. I think they've upgraded at corner, maybe not Forbes, but some of these other guys like Sanistrol. So, I don't know.
I agree with you on that. I do think the coaching staff's better, the personnel's better, got a better quarterback.
I should.
I just don't know if that's going to be a 7-win jump.
That's a
Four
big
wins
that's
is a lot. But maybe some people are starting to think that way. I do think Dallas is on the way. What I said is easier schedule too, which you didn't mention. Easier schedule, EB.
Should be in theory.
Dallas seems to be on the decline. I think they already had one big injury.
Based on the fact that CD's.
Who did they lose?
I think it was a pass rusher.
Right? Yeah. I'm not sure he was a starter, though.
Yeah.
All right, let's bounce some of these calls. 800-636-1067.
And CD's not in camp.
Did you change your expectations a little bit? Were they maybe muted before? Because I feel like a lot of the fans are like, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. You kind of saw a little bit there, even though it was just one series. And by the way, I also like the other quarterbacks. Driscoll. I know he's never going to play. But I liked him. I liked Hartman. I think Hartman could be a backup in this league. There's no reason why he couldn't.
Well,
I think
they'll probably going to be the third guy.
I think they'll cut him and put him on the practice squad. Yeah. But I liked him. Mariota didn't show anything, but you know he's been around 10 years. He should be competent. Let's go to Melvin in Mitchellville. 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in,
what's up, Melvin?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing this
morning? Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, doing good.
Hey, go ahead. Sorry.
No, said doing good.
Yeah, all right, great. So I say we got one.
Yeah.
And I tell you why. Because, first of all, let me back up. I was in the tank for Jaden from day one. Okay, I've always been a Jaden Daniels fan, even over Kellen Williams. I know people going to go crazy, but that was just my position. Now, that said, it's what Cliff Kingsbury did after Jaden went out the game. Okay, and how he handled Driscoll. If he handled Jaden Daniels the same way he handled Driscoll, and you just mentioned Driscoll, we got one. That's how I was convinced. That really took me to what you call that next level, because if Cliff Kingsbury uses Jaden Daniels like he did with Driscoll, that play calling was great. Actually, it was great throughout the game. Imagine Jaden Daniels in that position that Driscoll was in when he went out the game.
So are you higher on the team based on what you saw, you know, after two or three series? No, I mean, Daniels only played one, but how are you feeling about them?
Because of the management, right?
Yeah.
The coaching staff is the key, okay? Everybody got good players. On every team, there's good players.
Mm-hmm.
It's the coaching that matters, right? And I think we got a really good coaching staff, right? And I'm not talking about, hey, head coach is great. But it's the other coaches.
Coordinators.
They have.
People are raving about Joe Witt.
That's the key to this team,
right?
That we got seasoned guys out there that know what they're doing and know how to handle those young men, and that's why I'm high on the team.
All right. Thank you, Melvin. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you. I'm telling you, I saw also just some enthusiasm and energy on the field that I haven't felt in a while. The guys looked like they were having fun. You know, and we lost the game. I mean, not that it matters, but they were out there. They were having fun.
Yeah.
And they were fired
coaching,
up on the sidelines.
The coaching is a huge upgrade.
Huge upgrade.
All right. They're going to be well prepared. Well, much more prepared each week than they were last year.
Ron Rivera. Now you're killing him.
Yeah. Ron's a great guy. He just wasn't a great coach here.
Let's go to Chris.
But I think that's going to be huge.
In Ashburn. Chris, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. So I am a huge Jaden Daniels fan, and I want the season to have 10, 11 wins and go to the playoffs. But yesterday, you know, the big pass was awesome.
Yep.
The running touchdown was awesome. But that screen pass to Austin Eckler, he wasn't even remotely close. And they were talking about how he didn't throw a lot of screen passes in college or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's got to be a huge part of the offense for it to be any good.
Right.
And he wasn't even close.
You're not going to chalk it up to just jitters?
I mean, maybe, but he's won the Heisman. He shouldn't have jitters.
Come on, man. Everybody has jitters. Well, everybody's normal.
And this is the thing you got to realize. They're working on the screen game. The screen passing game, they'll be working on that in practice. So don't expect those type of mistakes all the time from
Daniels. Those are actually, like, I don't think that one was super hard. I think he just threw it high. But those could be hard passes.
Yeah, well.
You know, the timing, the execution of that. But what he showed on that downfield throw, just, I don't know, just the effortlessness of it,
mm-hmm.
Just tells me he's going to be okay. I'm not worried about him being able to execute certain throws. I think he's going to be able to make all the throws. I mean, that doesn't mean they're all going to be great, but right. I think he's going to look
like a rookie at times.
Yeah, he's going to have jitters. Just because he won the Heisman doesn't mean he's not going to be anxious or, you know, not going to take him a little bit to settle down. I mean, I think that's going to happen throughout your career.
It's the preseason. We know it means nothing. Like, I was just punching up a random box score. Kyle Allen lit it up for 193 yards for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think it's a confirmation bias type thing, right? We all expect Jaden Daniels to be good. Then everything we hear from the people who were there day after day at training camp say he's looking good.
Mm-hmm.
You have the head coach being complimentary throughout. And then you see what you've been hearing about
right.
on the field for the first time. So it kind of confirms everything that you've been hearing
so
and
far.
Expecting.
So far, so far. Good.
Like I said, it could change on a dime. We've seen it before. Like, it could be the first week of October, and we're talking about playing Titanic music, which we've done a million times on this show.
Let's go to Elijah. Elijah, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
I'm super excited for what this team can be based off of that first drive. One, you have a rookie who checked out of something at the line, which is kind of rare. And if you're a receiver, when you break that huddle, you kind of break in that huddle knowing, like, Joe, there's a chance that he may give me a shot that maybe I wouldn't have had from the sideline. So it lets me know that they're going to trust him on the sideline and say, hey, man, we know that you're on the field. Mm. We're going to give you the options that we think that's going to best serve for this situation. But knowing that you're coming in as a rookie that's got more sauce, that gives you an opportunity. Boy, I know Kingsbury is up at night just seeing how many ways he can get this thing cranked up, man. I'm so excited.
Right. Think about it, dude. I mean, I guess he really only had four extra games in that 1 year because 2020 was so
that was,
you know,
COVID
such
year.
A dud.
Yeah.
But you're not going to find a more experienced quarterback coming into the pros.
How many?
I mean, he had 12, 16, 29, 33, 45?
45 collegiate starts.
Bo Nix had 61, so they're
yeah. –
But you're right. I mean, it's
how did Bo get that X? Somehow Bo had a full season that he didn't have.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in can't get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know what I mean?
Well, because he was playing in the SEC and they weren't canceling games like the Pac-12 were.
Uh-huh, right. Let's go to Mike in Ashburn. Mike, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, guys? I am cautiously optimistic. I think I need to see more. I mean, I hope that he gives him a chance to play a couple quarters in the game just to see how, you know, get a bigger picture of it, number one. And number two is, once the season starts and other teams start figuring you out and see how he adjusts his game once they start taking away what he's good at, I think is where we'll get the real feel for it. But I just want to see a little more of this preseason to feel better about the going in the regular season. Then once we're in the regular season, once they start taking things away from the quarterback, then you figure out if they're going to make it or not, go into their alternative plans, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but more than two completions. I mean, that's unreasonable.
All right. Yeah, right. Of course, we don't want to get carried away, but you have to be excited. Come on.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I am. But, I, you know, we've all been through this so many times that we begin in preseason, we think this is it. So yes. I'm optimistic. That's right, about right, it. Right. I'm optimistic.
Yeah, but instead of
all right, thank you,
instead
buddy.
Of
Mike's my man.
Instead of hoping on a fifth rounder to pan out, this is a guy who was drafted number two overall.
He's got the pedigree. Yes. He's got everything you would want.
Yep.
I don't know what the only thing you would want maybe is just be a little bit thicker.
Yep. Coming up next, Matt Verderam, NFL writer for Sports Illustrated, joins us as we go around the NFL. Don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.